Look, Brent Pry is one of the absolutely great guys out there. Great guy. Phenomenal. He and Amy are just great people. He is a terrific coach, a terrific defensive coordinator here, and boy, does he relate to his players. I cannot be happier for Brent Pry. Cannot be. I'm so glad that it's a Power 5 job and not a job, for example, with all due respect to Louisiana. I kept thinking, boy, his name's going to come up for Louisiana. That's not the right job for Brent. He deserves a Power 5 job, not a stepping stone job. You know? Well, he bypassed the stepping stone job, and he got the job at Virginia Tech. He'll do a great job there. Oh, and by the way, you want to talk about irony? Do you know what his first game is at Virginia Tech? September 3rd against Ricky Ronnie and Old Dominion. So you look at the coordinator hires from Penn State. Joe Moorhead, head coach Mississippi State. Ricky Ronnie, head coach Old Dominion. Brent Pry, head coach Virginia Tech. Whenever you see somebody make a move up to the top of the ladder, you got to feel great for them. It's the ones that end up being you're around this business long enough, like, that's a lateral move. That makes no sense. That's a lateral move. Well, okay, then you sit back and go, what's the issue there? Not when somebody moves up to a head coaching job, especially a Power 5. You sit back and go, you know what? You're thrilled for that guy and his family. And Brent will do a great job there. Big, big loss as a recruiter, as a coach, as a person. But you've got to be able to back up really good people when they have golden opportunities. And Brent has a golden opportunity, and you can tell James thinks the world of him. So now, I mean, who do you look at? I mean, if you look internally right away, Anthony Poindexter's somebody's name that comes to the front right away as somebody you take a long, hard look at. You know, Terry Smith's been on the staff a long time. And then you go outside. There's certainly some outside names that bear watching as well.